Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everybody. So during this past hour, while we've been talking about typhoon relief and public school choice, Federal Reserve Chair nominee Janet Yellen has been testifying at her confirmation hearing. And we thought we would take a few minutes now to let you hear Janet Yellen in her own words, since Alan Greenspan and Ben Bernanke have been so influential in their years as Fed chair, for better or worse or mixed, in our economic fortunes. And still there are Bernanke policies on the table, like how much to keep interest rates super low to try to goose job creation at the risk of higher inflation and things like that. Yellen is a person we should get to know. So we're going to play a few excerpts. And in this first one, she talks about progress in the economy since the financial crisis and how much she thinks there is to go with respect to jobs and what kind of policies that may lead her to pursue. This is about 2 minutes.
We've made good progress, but we have further to go to regain the ground lost in the crisis and the recession. Unemployment is down from a peak of 10%. But at 7.3% in October, it is still too high, reflecting a labor market and economy performing far short of their potential. At the same time, inflation is running below the Federal Reserve's goal of 2% and is expected to continue to do so for some time. For these reasons, the Federal Reserve is using its monetary policy tools to promote a more robust recovery. A strong recovery will ultimately enable the Fed to reduce its monetary accommodation and its reliance on unconventional policy tools such as asset purchases. I believe that supporting the recovery today is the surest path to returning to a more normal approach to monetary policy. In the past 2 decades, and especially under Chairman Bernanke, the Federal Reserve has provided more and clearer information about its goals. Like the chairman, I strongly believe that monetary policy is most effective when the public understands what the Fed is trying to do and how it plans to do it. At the request of Chairman Bernanke, I led the effort to adopt a statement of the Federal Open Market Committee's longer-run objectives, including a 2% goal for inflation. I believe this statement has sent a clear and powerful message about the FOMC's commitment to its goals and has helped anchor the public's expectations that inflation will remain low and stable in the future. In this and many other ways, the Federal Reserve has become a more open and transparent institution. I've strongly supported this commitment to openness and transparency, and I will continue to do so if I'm confirmed and serve as chair.
Janet Yellen, the nominee to be the next chair of the Federal Reserve Board, testifying just minutes ago at her Senate confirmation hearing. We'll hear another clip in a minute. Joining me is Charlie Herman, WNYC business editor. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Brian.
And we'll also want to throw in some breaking news. The AP is telling us that within the hour, President Obama is expected to announce that he will allow insurers to continue the sale of canceled policies. So he's going to try to make good on what might have been an accidental misstatement, or some people are calling it a lie, a few years ago when he said, if you like your current insurance policy, you can keep it, period. We're going to take this announcement live when he makes it, expected within the hour. So this just breaking, Obama will allow insurers to continue the sale of canceled policies, reports the Associated Press. We'll hear exactly how he says he intends to do that and whether that will satisfy some of you who've been calling in, who've been so concerned about your own cancel policies and how you've only been able to find things that are much more expensive on the individual market. So that coverage upcoming. But Charlie, maybe the first thing to say, if people have been hearing Janet Yellen for the first time in that clip, is, boy, she sure sounds like she's from Brooklyn.
And she is from Brooklyn. She grew up in Brooklyn and has been a professor. Well, she's been out in Berkeley for some time now in the San Francisco area. She, for a period of time, was the president of the Federal Reserve in San Francisco. She's been involved in and out of the government and in and out of the Federal Reserve for some time. But, yes, she has those Brooklyn roots, and you can hear that in her voice.
And she doesn't mumble as much as Alan Greenspan, but she still had that very dry Fed speak.
From a reporter's point of view, my fingers type at about the speed that she talks, so it makes it really easy to transcribe her as she's talking.
But
you can hear in her words there is a measured sense as she's talking, because it's interesting. We markets and business reporters and economists and anyone who focuses on the economy really pays a lot of attention to whatever the Federal Reserve chairman says. And we've gone from a period of not very clear sometimes with Alan Greenspan, as you're saying, to Ben Bernanke, much clearer. This has been a big focus of his term while being the Federal Reserve, is clearer communications. Now, Janet Yellen, if she is confirmed as expected, everyone will really hinge on what she has to say. And this is kind of a moment we're starting to hear this. And I'd point out it's also interesting to hear that it is a woman saying these words. And I think it's interesting.
For the first time.
Yeah, for the first time. And that, yes, there have been central bankers in other countries who've been women. But what we're seeing here is, in some aspects, if she's confirmed, she, in a way, will become the most powerful woman, I would argue, when it comes to setting policies that will have a huge impact on our economy.
And maybe the newsiest line in that two-minute bite we played was when she said, "I believe that supporting the recovery today is the surest path to returning to a more normal approach to monetary policy." In other words, if I may put, you know, politics and some between the lines there, she'll probably continue the quantitative easing, continue to buy government bonds, continue to keep interest rates near zero, and perhaps out of the frustration that I think Ben Bernanke had with the political sector, the gridlock in Washington, which is not using fiscal policy to do any jobs programs. And so in order to keep the economy from shrinking or growing even more slowly, you know, Bernanke seems to have taken this position. To some people, he's a hero for this. To some people, he's less than. But that the Fed has to do extreme things that are within its power, if that's what it takes, so that some branch of government is trying to foster job growth.
She basically has said that they will continue on with this program that they have in place until they start to see greater normalization. You know, people are really trying to pay attention, reading the tea leaves of when does the Fed signal that it will begin to end these programs, what's referred to as quantitative easing or QE. This is the buying of massive amounts of treasury bills, of basically mortgage-backed securities. And, you know, they're going to continue doing this till they see greater economic growth. And it's sort of an interesting dilemma of you have Congress asking her, especially those people who are opposed to it. Senator Shelby, Senator Crapo were asking a lot of questions about when they were going to end this. And at the same time, the Federal Reserve would like to end it if Congress and the White House were to start passing more fiscal policy measures to actually get the economy going. They could end it.
And that's our other clip. So after her opening statement, which we excerpted from a minute ago, ended, she started getting questions from senators. And so here is one of the challenges to her from one of the Republican senators that you mentioned, Mike Crapo from Idaho. And listen to what he asks.
How long can we artificially hold or operate monetary policy in such what I consider to be such extreme levels of the quantitative easing?
So, Senator, when we initiated this program, the unemployment rate was 8.1%, and the committee was somewhat pessimistic about its expectations for what we would see in the labor market over the ensuing year. In fact, the committee expected little or no meaningful progress in bringing down unemployment. And when we began this program, we indicated that our goal was to see a substantial improvement in the outlook for the labor market. So the progress of this program, it's not on a set course. It is data dependent. But we have seen improvement in the labor market.
But can it just continue indefinitely? I mean, if the labor market doesn't improve to the point that you reach your target, how long can this continue? Do you agree that there has to be some point at which we return to normal monetary policy?
So I would agree that this program cannot continue forever, that there are costs and risks associated with the program. We're monitoring those very carefully. You noted potential risks to financial stability, and those are risks that we take very seriously. The committee is focused on a variety of risks and recognizes that the longer this program continues, the more we will need to worry about those risks. So I do not see the program as continuing indefinitely.
Do you have any estimate right now as to when there may be a beginning of the tapering?
Well, we at each meeting are attempting to assess whether or not we have seen meaningful progress in the labor market, and what the committee is looking for is signs that we will have growth that's strong enough to promote continued progress.
Fed Chair nominee Janet Yellen, moments ago at her confirmation hearing, being pushed there by Republican Senator Mike Crapo, Republican of Idaho. And she was pretty vague in her response.
I will say that she has clearly embraced some of the Fed speak and giving an answer without necessarily giving a specific answer. I don't think it takes anybody really a brain surgeon or a rocket scientist to figure out that at some point the program has to end.
Right.
It can't continue forever. But she's not going to be pinned down to when that exact moment will be, which is, again, goes back to how does overall economic growth go?
Why don't Republicans like the quantitative easing?
Well, one of the things that came up, for example, in Senator Shelby, some of his questions were this concern that it is basically, is the Federal Reserve trying to do almost an in-round around stimulating the economy? Are they taking on some of the roles that perhaps Congress should be doing, which is deciding fiscal policy, the taxing policy, the spending policy? There's also a concern that perhaps that what the Federal Reserve is doing is enabling the government to issue more debt, because then the Federal Reserve will then come in and basically buy up that debt. And she's saying that she actually answered a question to him specifically on that, saying that we're not doing these asset purchases, this quantitative easing, to help finance government debt, but to achieve the goals that you, Congress, have assigned to us, which is to try and keep inflation in check, which it has been, and to try and bring down unemployment, which has been the real difficult factor, bringing down unemployment. They've run out of the other ways that they could do that, normally through their key interest rates, so they've come up with these alternative techniques, and that's an area where a lot of Republicans are concerned. Have they gone beyond the jurisdiction of what they're allowed to do?
All right. A little bit of Janet Yellen in her own words, voice you should get to know.
You'll hear it a lot more if she's confirmed.
And is there much doubt that she will be confirmed?
The general sense is that she will be. I mean, there have been sometimes talks of maybe a hold on her nomination for other reasons, but and considering the climate that's in Washington right now, where so many nominees from the president have been put on hold, nothing is confirmed until it is confirmed, but I would argue that it appears that she will most likely get it unless there's some other issue that comes up.
WNYC Business Editor Charlie Herman, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian.